Hi, my name is Lori. I'm an addict.
Hi, Lori.
Wow. The 12th tradition. One thing about the tradition, well, the 12th tradition, the way I learned it, like I worked a step in a tradition, but I didn't really understand it, you know what I mean? I didn't understand it, and we were just saying about this outside, and I didn't understand it until, just like it says in the reading, it's only through application and understanding, and it's basically through service work. And my sponsor, I started service work when I had a 90 days clean. I was the GSR at Lincoln Place. And I'm still in service work now with, you know, I've continuously been in service work at the home group level, the area, regional, the world service level, the world conventions in Hawaii and San Antonio. So I was like, kind of lucky. I got a lot of experience on the traditions. And basically the 12th tradition... The 12th tradition is basically a reiteration of all the first 11. And we're dealing with like anonymity, like where it says principles before personality. We learn that anonymity. Anonymity is something in every single tradition that we go through. There's a principle of every tradition. For me, the traditions help me. And I was taught that the steps help you from committing suicide and the traditions help you from committing homicide. That's what I was told. And you know what? And I know that, and I didn't understand that, but I do know that at one point in my life, my employees hated me. They hated me as soon as I walked in until the time that I walked out. My employees hated me. And last year when I had surgery, my employees sent me flowers and told me that, you know, they wanted me to get better and they loved me and all this other stuff. And I know that it was only from practicing these traditions. And I learned the traditions through service work. I learned that, with the first tradition, that, you know, you just, like the unity, like personal recovery depends on NA unity. And that's like with the principles before personalities, is that once we come in here, I like the one part in how it works, where it works on why, where it says that through everything that ever happened to us in our life, it brought us here. And once we were here, we belonged to something, you know. And once we belong, we're equal. We're on an equal playing field. It doesn't matter like what, how much, why, who, anything like that. Is we're all equal once we come here. So that tells me that, you know, that it doesn't matter. You know, it really doesn't matter. We're all here for the primary purpose, which is like our fifth tradition, you know, is to help the still suffering addict. And that that we can learn to disagree without being disagreeable. You know, we can practice these principles, you know, of like honesty and open-mindedness and willingness. And I know that last October, like if you would have me and Chuck in the room, like you probably would be on the other side, you know. And you know, but what I know is that like people, my sponsor tells me that I have a responsibility to this fellowship to make sure that people are doing things the right way. You know, whether it be in a personal situation with girls, well, you know, it's only girls. I don't tell the guys. I really don't know what they're supposed to be doing besides staying away from my sponsees. Just kidding. Okay. Anyways, that it's my responsibility to make sure that things, if I walk into a meeting and I see something that shouldn't be done, I should wait till after the meeting and pull that person aside. And not yell at them, but explain to them the reason why they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. You know, that's practicing principles before personalities. You know, like, I need to do that because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I know that in service work, that, you know, what I know is just because something was always done one way or it was done, like, you know, this is how we've done it, you know, because I'd done, like, I was on, you know, a committee for a long time, and we did it this way because we were told by this is how it goes. But that doesn't mean, just because they say that this is how it goes doesn't mean that it's right. And then it took someone that came to our meeting to say, but that's not right. Just because they said that that's how it goes, it's not right. And, you know, we had a lot of issues. But then once, you know, we looked at the traditions and looked at, you know, the guidelines and the bylaws and things like that, we found out that we were given misinformation. But the thing about it was that we were able to come together, because that's the most important thing, is that we're able to come together and to put something on to help the still suffering addict. That's all that service work is. I mean, every single thing, even with the seventh tradition, like to be fully self-supporting, that's why we register. You know, we register to so we can keep helping still suffering addicts. You know, we can't, it's not like just one person's responsibility or a few home group members or a few people in service to buy everything, because then there's like, they think they're the authority, and they're not. We're all equal. Once we come in here and say we're an addict, once I say I'm an addict, it doesn't matter. Everything else is gone. The only thing is that I'm an addict and I want help. Once I ask for help, I'm the same as everyone else. You know, it's just, it's hard. It's really hard. But it's also about, like, it's attraction rather than promotion. I don't know about anybody else. I know that I want people in my life that I want to emulate, and I like what they're doing. I want to see people. I don't care what people say in a meeting, because people say, some people know the whole book, and they could quote stuff out of these books. And I don't even know if it's really true, because I don't know too much. I don't, like, know all those quotes like everybody else. But I know that I just want to get up and ask God for help and do the right thing every day. Not the next right thing. I want to do the right thing. I want God to guide me in a way to do the right thing. And it's all through these principles that I've learned here. And it helps me relate to people and not judge. Because when you point the fingers, three point back. You know, it's kind of hard, but it's just, it's hard. It's hard, like, talking to these chairs here. It's just, I don't know, I'm in a real bad space today anyways, but I'm here. You know, I just, I don't know, like, the 12th tradition, like, I hate to go over all every single tradition, but, you know, the first one, you know, it says, like, personal recovery depends on NA unity, and, you know, that, it depends on how well we do this. And it takes people that have experience. Experience doesn't come overnight. You know, it takes a long time. Like, it took me a long time to realize things, because I'm used to, like, just hit my head against the wall and, or, like, it's this way. But it's not, because we have to be, you know, we have to have open-mindedness and willingness. So we have to be open-minded when people say that, you know, this is how it was or this is how it is, you know, that we need to look and say, well, this is what this says. Because sometimes, see, I'm real easy. If one says, like, you know, X equals A over B, that's real easy, okay? But when you look in these books, for me, it was real hard, because, like, I have one people, like, people over here saying this and people over here saying that, and people over here saying this, that it was really hard for me to determine what was going on. And it took me, like, I didn't, like, work, like these steps and these traditions in a short period of time. It took me about 5 years to work all of them, like, those plus the concepts. So I had a thorough understanding of what we're supposed to be doing, what I do now still, of what we're supposed to be doing, what I'm supposed to be doing, what I'm not supposed to be doing. And I know that people have agendas, and I know that everything that I do as far as service should be selfless service, and I know that it keeps me clean, It keeps me accountable. And it keeps me grounded, you know. And it also tells me that no matter what I'm doing, is that the ultimate authority is in the NA home groups. And those home groups are the members of NA. So regardless of what I'm doing, I'm like service work, like, you know, when you're up here, it's really the lowest part to me. Like we're really the servants. You know, people in service are really the servants. And the home groups and the members tell us what we can and cannot do. And, you know, sometimes it's hard, but they're like the boss. They're like our stockholders. You know, I gotta look at it like that. You know, that's how it is. But, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, I just have to practice humility. There's so many spiritual principles that I've learned through working the traditions. And then when you get to the 12th line, it just means you just got to work them all. And it says, like, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities, that we have to do the right thing. And our primary goal is to help the still suffering addict, you know, because what would be attractive if, like, people are standing outside a building screaming and yelling and calling each other names and, you know, doing all that stuff? Who would want to come back? You know, it's our responsibility. Like, you know, like, I travel a lot. I've been so fortunate, you know, that I've been to so many conventions and retreats and stuff. And you see people, and they're swearing, and they got a big NA tattoo. You know, and they're sitting at the beach, and there's, like, you know, 20 of them, and they got these, you know, NA tattoos all over, and they're swearing. You know, that's, like, I mean, to me, that's not, it's attraction rather than promotion. And I'll tell you what, I'm not attracted to that. That's not something I want to be involved with. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I know a couple times, like, when I was there, I was a little bit afraid to tell them, but someone else did. They have a lot more clean time than me. You know, like, look, you know what? You're representing NA. You know, this is, you know, when you have a tattoo that says NA, you are representing, okay? You break our anonymity, everyone, you know, and so you have to watch that attraction rather than promotion, because people are not, you know, the outside world don't really care. They don't think it's great to be clean. They don't think it's great because now all of a sudden we're honest, open-minded, and willing all of a sudden. You know, people are like that, you know, some people are like that automatically. They don't have to go to a 12-step program. I mean, I think probably 85% of the population does. We do have that other 15%. But, you know, that's just like one of the things, and, like, you know, we have to learn that. Someone has to teach that. And it's not just about, like, and that, you know, just shows, like, just certain things in our traditions. Like, you know, just even, like, where we're allowed to have, like, you know, have special workers and things like that in our traditions is that, but they have to know who they're directly responsible for. And everything starts from the ground up. It starts from our members and the group conscience that we have, like, in our second tradition that we learn about, that, that we answer to the members, and the members are the, you know, the home groups. They're the ones that do this, you know, and that's where everything starts. And it's very important. I mean, it's important that people should be here and listen. Pray from Chuck. You know, that, you know, what they're doing, because it's, like, insane. Like, sometimes I just want to, like, knock my head against the wall. Like, to wonder where people come up with this stuff. You know, just like having bumper stickers. I see people with bumper stickers, and then go like this, and people, like, driving next to them because they have road rage. And then they say, oh, there goes them idiots, you know. And, like, I don't know, like, what people are thinking. I don't know. I mean, again, because, like, maybe it's only through application and understanding. And the only way that I know was that it was through service work. And I've done a lot of service work and worked on a lot of committees with a lot of different people. And I love retreats. I love, you know, our regional retreat. It's I would do anything for that. You know, anything they asked me to do, I have done. And, you know, it would really help me. It helped me with just understanding everything. We have, I don't know, I have someone got something, because I'm a little bit psycho today. Thanks.
Thanks, Lori. Our next speaker is Chuck S. from the South Hills area. Right? I'm Chuck and I'm an addict.
Hi, Chuck.
Nobody ever comes to tradition meetings. It's been like this for forever, man. And it's a shame. I really do. It's a shame, man, because it's what keeps us together. This fellowship wouldn't survive without the traditions. I firmly believe that. And I've been called a lot of things, and one of them has been ranger, you know, an NA ranger and a traditionalist and everything else. Old school, whatever. But when I got clean, I be honest with you, I practiced the tradition before the steps. We were real, I don't know what, we were all a bunch of rangers then. We guarded them traditions, and we made sure that you abided by them, because we were so small, and we didn't want any outside enterprises, any outside things coming into NA. My first sponsor was very, very traditional, and that's where I learned a lot of them. I went to a lot of service meetings early on, and when I got clean, there wasn't, you know, all we had was the white folk, and I got the chance to be there when they were writing the basic text, and they were writing the It Works, How and Why, and a lot of the other stuff, so I was really, blessed. I didn't think so at the time, but now today I know I was really, really blessed. You know what I really enjoyed earlier? Anonymity being a spiritual foundation of all our traditions. You know, anonymity is bearing no name. That's what it says. And it also means selfless service. It means that nobody's special. We're all the same. And you don't get no recognition for what you do here. I disagree with it totally, and I liked it here. They didn't do it. I disagree with it totally at conventions and spiritual retreats when they stand up there and recognize all the committee members. I don't think that's in the spirit of anonymity. I don't believe that's in the spirit of selfless service. I don't do it when I'm on there on any committee. I never have. I've always argued about it and say that is not right. We're all equal. Nobody's special here. And I'm just giving back. I mean, it's the last. I didn't want to be here tonight, but how do I say no to NA? I give back. I'm real tough on the traditions. I am. I admit it, man. I know my home group. They didn't understand why we couldn't have a religious prayer there. And I said, we can't endorse anything else. And they didn't understand that. And a lot of the home group members quit. And I said, I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, we can't endorse no religion. And by saying this prayer, we're endorsing a religion. And a lot of people didn't understand that either. And sometimes I'm not very tactful about these traditions. And I know some people don't like me, but you know what? I'm okay with me, because you know what? I don't want anything. I believe in the traditions. I love this fellowship, and I don't want any. It's like our primary purpose is to help the still suffering addict. I know when I came here, I didn't have much of a God, man, and I didn't want to hear about no God, and I didn't want to hear about no special God, and that's what I was trying to tell them at my home group. You know, that's a newcomer. When you come in here, man, we ain't too cool on God. So, you know, even mention the word God sometimes turns them off, but mention a special God really turns them off. And that's what I mean by endorsing and everything else. And, but still, again, you know what else is great about these traditions? Is you can't make nobody abide by them. Because the third one says the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. So you can't say you have to leave. If you don't do this, you have to leave. And it's like, I believe you follow these traditions at least out of respect and love for this fellowship. That's what I believe. And it isn't something that you can give to anybody. They have to get it on their own. I do my best to abide by these traditions because I respect and love this fellowship so much, because it gives me so much that I scratch my head, but I have to accept other people's defects. I scratch my head when people do some things, and I say, but you know what? I can't give them that respect and love, like I said. And I haven't always abided by the traditions. I can't say I always have, man. I sometimes, like somebody said, I think somebody said it earlier, I remember when I was first clean, I stopped the meeting, my home group. I stopped it. Middle of the meeting, the guy standing up there speaking, and he was stepping all over some traditions, and I said, I want a group conscience right now. And the guy's speaking, and I stood up and said that. You know, and we had a group conscience, and I'm ready to get in a fist fight with this other guy. You know, so that wasn't exactly the right way to do it. I mean, tact is a lot to do with these traditions, and it's one of the things that I sort of lack with a little bit. You know, I've gotten better with it. I haven't stopped a meeting in a long time. You know, I don't know, man. And what else it says, you know, the anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions. We go back to the traditions. One of the things that I really caught on, second tradition says, and I still use it, man, it says a loving God. You know, a loving God, man. That I never had. My God wasn't loving. And that's where I got my God from. When I first read the second tradition, I said, a loving God is he may express himself in our group conscience. And then when you read the second tradition, it goes on to call him a loving and caring God. And that's my God. You know, he's very loving and he's very caring. So, you know, you can get a lot more out of the traditions. Just as, you know, you get as much out of the traditions as you can the steps. To me, I've gone on to work the steps. I didn't, you know, I studied the traditions first. And I studied them a lot, man. I went and seen how they started and everything else, and read about them and read over and over about them. You know, I still every once in a while will read them, you know, just to... Because I ain't got nothing else to do. Like that one. I'll turn off the boob tube and read. Because I know it's the right thing to do. And sometimes I'll just read the traditions. Sometimes I'll read the steps. But because I just... I don't know, man. I don't want this fellowship going nowhere. You know, early on it failed a lot. And I believe it failed a lot because, you know... because, you know, they just didn't abide by them. They just let things, they were lackadaisical about them. But they say they're non-negotiable, and I believe that. You know, that's the way they are. And to me, they're real simple. They're real simple. They ain't complicated at all. People say they're complicated. To me, they're not complicated. The principles before personalities is, no matter what, you know, you have to put them first. And sometimes I've done things like I put the personalities before the principles, and sometimes because I like the person, not because I dislike them, because I like them. You know, I didn't say nothing and people pleased because I like them. And people always say, you know, and I think, well, you always go to the principles because they did this and they did that, and I'm willing to pass up the principles because I like the person. If I didn't like them, I was usually on the principles, but it's just whether you like them or not, you got to abide by them. I mean, I don't know, man. These are great, great guidelines to go by in life in general, because I don't know, man. It just makes my life so. I mean, my life's so good. I mean, I don't know what to say about it, man. My life's just so good, man. And I'm just grateful, and I'm really grateful that I was here in the beginning when we were like that. You know, we were really, really rough on it. Really made sure everybody abided by them. You know, selflessly served, man. That was told to me. My first sponsor told me that all the time. You got to give back. You serve selfishly, and I did, man. I was served wow, man, I was in service meetings every weekend for my first probably 7-8 years of recovery, man. I don't even remember, man. I was in them a lot. And I learned a lot, and I learned a lot about myself. You know, you learn a lot about yourself in service because the personalities will come out no matter what. You know, they definitely come out. Because, you know, but then when you think about it, all of us are in the rooms, and I can talk about myself. I was a very revengeful, violent person, and I haven't done that in the rooms. I never did it in a service meeting. I didn't get back at anybody. You know, I remember one guy in particular, I argued with him all the time at service meetings. You know what? And we always left, when we left the meeting, after the meeting, we always made sure we hugged one another. You know, and he's a strong hugger. He was like, he squeezed you real hard. And you know what? And resentment went away. Resentment went away. It did, man. Because we argued about everything. You know, but me and him ended up being very good friends. I don't know what to say, more to say. I don't like to speak. I also believe the, this is the other thing I don't understand. I don't believe in the traditions or you take out of self. It isn't about self no more. So that's very humbling not to be about self. And this is another one of my opinion. I've never signed and never will sign a list to say that I will speak at a meeting. I don't think that's in humbling. I don't think it's in the spirit of anonymity. I also don't think having male speakers, female speakers, black speakers, Hispanic speakers, gay speakers, any of that is in the spirit of anonymity. I don't agree with any of that, and I don't care whether anybody likes it or not, but I don't agree with it. I came here because I'm an addict. I didn't come here because I'm a male. You know, I didn't come here for any of them reasons. I believe that we're all the same, and having them special interest groups, I believe, are wrong. I think it says that we're different. We're different. You got this. My problem is addiction and living with life. Not what my sex is, what my anything. All these special interest meetings, and I don't agree with them at all. I believe in the disease of addiction. We all have the same disease, and I believe it's a violation of traditions to have these special interest meetings. And I don't go to them. I never have, and I hope to God I never will. I hope I don't change my mind, but I don't know. I don't believe in them. If, you know, I believe we're all addicts, and that's it. You know, to bring other stuff in here, our one purpose is to help the still-suffering addict. Our one purpose is the disease of addiction, not all these other problems that you have. We can't go on to these other problems. But we're going outside our scope, or whatever you want to call it, outside what we do. We just, like I said, I'm pretty rough on that. I know people, a lot of people don't agree with me on that, but I'm okay with me. I don't care whether they agree with me or not. That's what I believe. That's the way I was raised. And early on in the fellowship, we never had them meetings. And they even tried to start them meetings. People were just freaked out. But things have changed. That's what else I'm told, too. You old-timers never want to change, man. Well, maybe what worked for me was very special. You know, and we were all together, and it didn't matter. Age, race, creed, religion, lack of religion. That's what it says. And I believe by having them special interest meetings, we don't go into that. We go into age, race, creed, religion, and lack of religion, and everything else. You know, we can have a meeting for everybody. Say we're different. I think we should have an old timers meeting because I'm different than you. You know, I think we should have a bald person meeting. You know, I mean, we can look at anything that's different. You know what I mean? We're all the same. I mean, when you get down to the deep gut feelings, man, we're all the same. Male, female, black, white, orange, I don't care, man. And that's the way it was in the beginning. And I loved it for that. Loved it for that, man. I really did, man. I know it's changed, but I really, really loved them old days. I know, listen to me, going back the old days. Oh, well. But, you know, I'm grateful. I'm always grateful for NA, man, always. And that's why, you know, when I sit here and see nobody was here, I didn't want to speak. And I never, you know, because... I mean, who wants to talk to a few people? I mean, most of the couple of people I know very, very well anyway. They've heard me. You know how many times they know what I think. They know that, you know, I've gotten into discussions with them over the traditions. You know, so they know how I am. But you know what? I never deny anybody membership in these rooms, you know. Even if I disagree with them or anything else, that's the principles before the personalities. No matter what, man, I would never, never deny anybody, you know, membership in these rooms, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Even some of the people that over the years have, our personalities have clashed and I feel that they've really done me wrong, I still hug them, pray for them, sometimes reluctantly, but I still hug them and pray for them, you know, because I still got my personality too. I still got my defects, but I'll never deny them, and I would never deny them if they called me up and said help, you know, because anytime anybody calls up and say help, and I know it's very hard for me to say help, humble themselves enough to say help, I'd be there for them, you know. I don't know, I love the traditions just as much as the steps. You know, I don't think we needed the concepts. You know, that's my opinion, because they're just saying the traditions in another way, that if you, you know, I already understood the traditions. I don't know. I didn't think they needed them. I think they're just my personal opinion. They're taken away from the group conscience. They're saying, trust us. Let us serve. Let us make the decision for you. I believe in group conscience all the way. You know, years ago, man, we used to take a conference agenda report back to the groups. And we sat down with that. Now, you take it to the area and they look at you like you're nuts. But I guess because we were so young and small, everybody was really interested because we were really doing a lot of things for the first time. You know, and I'm blessed. You don't know how blessed I am to be here to see this fellowship grow like it did, even though they don't do the things the way I think they should do them, and they never will. But you know what? I still love it very, very much, and I'm just grateful to be here. Thanks for listening.